Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ilah is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz. Rabbi Isai, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amudah Torah Award Rav Aaron Sorsher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Welcome back, everyone. To start today's daf is continuing the end of yesterday's daf. We saw yesterday that Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Akiva agrees by Yotze Kulay that Ein Zrika Moelas LiYotze. So now the Gemara says, at the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, that Rabbi Ati Asher Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Yochanan, Kralduni Chaver Shabbegoyle Mechashin Al Ovid Vala Soruf. We see that Machshava works on Ovid and Soruf, so that to steer to the din that Zrika Moelas LiYotze, that we see that Zrika Moelas also for Yotze Kulay. Ovid v'saruf is less nuba oilam and still machashvin. So why didn't we see that zrika could work for yaitze? That's the gemara here. So this gemara is machlikas Rashi and Tesis, how to read the pashut pshat in the gemara, and also comes out of machlikas here ladina between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi learned to the gemara is asking akasha. See, that's what's more in our girsa. We see here that in my yata kula Rabbi Akiva should agree. Why? Because Yatzakula, the word of it is that it's command the lesson of Basar Dami, like Rashi says in the bottom of Avam and Aleph. And here we see that even by lesson of Basar, by Avon and Tzor of Mamish, lesson of Basar, still Machshava works. So Tesis is not happy with this. Tesis says, we mentioned yesterday, the first Tesis in the Sugya, that the din of Yoytze is only by the Psul of Yoytze. Because Yoytze is a lighter Psul than other Psulim. So from the Gemara Menachis, that it's Psul Nachmas Tofer Acher, Rashi says, Avir Yerushalayim Paisley, it's not as Chomor as other Psulim. That's Psul Yetze. And therefore, Psul Yetze, and therefore, Rabbi Kivol Zrikamelos Lyetze, by other Psulim, not, but only by Psul Yetze. Hey, Ovid Vesarov says, this is much worse than Yetze. It's not here Bechlau. So, how could the Gemara compare Ovid Vesarov to Yetze? Yetze is, it's unique by Yetze that this works. That's Tesis' question on the Mahalach of Rashi. So it seems that Rashi held that we're not dealing here in comparison to the level of the psul. So we're dealing with the aspect, is it command the lesser dummy? By Ovid Vesarov is command the lesser mamish. And Huat in Yatzakula is also command the lesser. There's no buser, it's called command the lesser. So in that way, there's the common denominator between Yatzakula and Ovid Vesarov. Both of them are called command the lesser. Never the Gemara is able to compare them. But what's the Gemara's comparison? Gemara says, it's comparing that if we see that Machsheves Pigo works, and Ovid and Tzorov, then who had in Zrika Moelas Liyotze? Or who had in Zrika Moelas Ovid V'Tzorov? What in the world is the comparison? These are two different Yidayna. By us, we're talking about Zrika Chal in the Basar from Me'ilah, and Pigo Neser and Tameh. There, we're talking about, there, that's a different question, Bechlal. The question is, does the carbon become mispagel? Is it a machsheves pigel or not? We're not dining on this busher, which is burnt. Or yuchayev for pigel. It's no nafkamina. You can't, it's burnt. The nidin is, does the carbon become pigel or not? That's the nidin over there. So how does the Gemara compare this to the question by us, which is the question of, is the zrikachal on the busher? Tzorachim. It was Muchach and Rashi here, you say, that Machsheves Pigol can only work on something which the Zrika is Chalim. There's a piece of meat, that when you do Zrika, the Zrika will not be Misyachas to that meat. And you also can't think Machsheves Pigol. That's the Lachari Yisoy, that's Mavur and Rashi. So maybe the Gemara held it's true, but they're two different Yidayna. They're all telling one Shaila. Shaila is, can Zrika be Chal on something which is command the lesson? That Nafkamina is by Yatsakulai or by Ovid Visarov. One Nafkamina is Lagabe, can you think Machshev is pickle? Another Nafkamina is it work, does it work for Mi'ila and pickle Nazar and Tommy? Those are different Nafkaminas of the Shaila of is Zrika Chal in it. But it's one Yisharistik of Shaila is the Zrika Chal in something which is command a lesson. Pasuk Shad and Rashi would be, L'chayra, that if the Basar is command a lesson, Tommy, then it's not a Chalik of the Karba. It's not a chelik of the carbon, so you can't think on a machsheves pigle. It's key to think of machsheves pigle on a different carbon. It's not at all a shaykh to your machshav. That'd be the pashim shot. Taisa the mice argues on Rashi. Taisa is because of the question we mentioned before. The Taisa says that pigle, that yotze is lighter than other psulim. So how can the Gemara compare? So therefore Taisa changes the gears in the Gemara. And this is a new sugya. It's unrelated to the sugya of Yatsakulai. Sugya of Yatsakulai is finished. Now we're starting a new sugya called Nachashin al Ovid Vala Sarov. That's what Taisa explains. The bottom Taisa and the above Medvez. That's what Taisa is greater than explains the Gemara. So the Gemara is just down bringing the memory of Avazi and Nachashin al Ovid Vala Sarov. But it's still Tarach Bir. Why is it not a steer to the din of Yatsakulai? If we see the Machshevet Pigo works on Ovid Vala Sarov, that means that Zrika can be Chal on something which is command the lesson. And Taisa says that's a bigger psul than Yaitse. Why is it not a stira? It's Elamayit Mukach in Taisvus. That Taisa argues on what we said in Rashi. Taisa told that you could think Machsheves Pigel even on something which is not Nitarei Deiv Zrika, which is Zrika's not Chala. That's Mukach in Taisvus. And therefore these two sinners are entirely unrelated. Zrika, the one question was Zrika Moelis Liyotze or not? Now we said, Ein Zrika Moelis Liyotzakulai. But even though Ein Zrika Moelis Liyotzakulai, you could still think Machshavas Pigel on Yotzakulai. As long as it was part of the carbon, you could think about it Machshavas Pigel. That's the Hormuchach without Satesis. Now go right here in the Gemara. Gemara says that Mara brings that Rav Asi asked Rav Yechanan, what's the din by Chishev l'nishpachin? And Maskanu is that Rav Zeir brought a raya that it doesn't work, this machshava. So if machshava does not work on nishpachin, then it also should not work on Ovid and Sarif. Maybe the Gemara has to change the member of Ovid and Sarif to Ein l'ibud, as we will see. What's Machlekes is showing here, what's the pshad in Chishev l'nishpachin? Rashi in the first Mahalach says it means and he thought v'shas shficha shiraya, eat the basar tomorrow. Taisa is tameya, it's a pellet, it's connected to Gemara and Zvachim, daf yud gimel, you learn out of a pasuk to say it. Machshava only works at the time of avodas hamatir. Dalet avodas of the dam, avodas hamatir, shficha shiraya, which is not matir, machshava does not work, you cannot think v'shas shficha shiraya. If you're actually, that's a suffix here in the Gemara. That's a Pella and Rashi. Rashi in the second Mahalach says a different shot. It's you thought about Nishpachin. That's more meduyik in Linishpachin. You thought to do the Shvichat Shiraim tomorrow. So also on this tesis as a Pella from that same Sugya in Zvachin. That's Mefurish in the Gemara there. The Machshava about Shiraim works. So in the first shot, side of Rashi Avada does not work. The second side of Rashi Avada does work. But both of them are Pella. Both of them are connected to Gemara and Zvachin. Kushiyatzuma and Rashi. So the Biskarov and Stencil and Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel Mendez says a Mahalach, the answer of the second Mahalach in Rashi. Says the Biskarov that the need of the Gemara in Zvachim that it says that you could think Machshev is Pigel, it's because that Shvich HaShiraim is called Achilas HaMizbeach. So you could think B'Shas Avodas HaMatir about Achilas HaMizbeach. That's the aside over there. Says the Rav, that Sugya Bayas has a different nidai. That the Shirayim, that the Nishpachin, are Hochim Le'ibud. The Chefs is not a Chefs that you could think about, Bichla. Because its din is to get destroyed. I did in a Yisoy, you got, the din is to get rid of it. You put it on the Yisoy. So the Chefs is not a Chefs which is a Bar Machshava or not. Achilas is there you have. But the chesed is not something you could think about. Says the Besurah, he concludes there, Av shadvarim inu muvonim avakach chosav Rashi. We don't understand why Shirich HaShiraim is called Ibud. It's a kiyum din in the Korban. Why is it called Ibud? But as Ishtet in Rashi, Rashi is mavur, that it is called Ibud. Rashi Kinira holds that because it's not Dekar Maton of the Korban, it's just what's left over in the Dam, that's called Ibud. That's a mahalak we have in Rashi. But it's still not finished. But what do we still do with the Sirsa Sugyas? The Maisa Gemara in Zvachim says as a Dover Pashut. And the Chashava does work. And here it's a Suffolk. How do we reconcile this Stira? Says the Rav, that the Gemara in Zvachim is saying that wrote most Karbonis. Most Karbonis, you can only be Mefagel and the first Matan of the Dam. So only that one is Matir. But at the time that you bring Mefagel, the Shazrika, the Dam still is Oymeit for the other three Matanis and the other three Kronis on the Mizbech. So the Dam Bechefza is not Nishpachin. The Dam still has a Kiyum of its Iker Dimat Azrikas in the Karban. So even though the person thought about Shirich HaShirayim, the Machshav is a Vadagun Machshav. You can think about Shirich HaShirayim, you're thinking about Avodah, about Achilas HaMizbech. As long as the Dam does not have a Psul, it's not considered Bechefza Nishpachin. So Bishas, the first Matana, the Dam is not Nishpachin. Because it still has three more Matanites. Hashengim by us, says the Rav, we're talking about Chatois Apnimiyos. Chatois Apnimiyos, you can be mefagel in every matana. And you're being mefagel in the last matana. In that last matana, the dam is already considered nishpachin. Because it has no more zrikas in the karbon. The only thing it has is Shvich HaShirayim. In Cain, we have a case of chishiv about nishpachin, about something which its din is li'ibur. That's the subject of the Gemara by us. That's the Mahalach Nifla of the Briska Rav to answer up Peldik Rashi over here. Teis, however, argues, as we said, Teis does not like either the Mahalach and Rashi. Teis says that what happens is that some of the Dam fell out from the Kli onto the floor of the Azara. So this Dam is kosher. If you want, you could pick it up and be Zerikitz. But it's not oymed lekach, it's oymed lishafech ula ibud. Because there's no mitzvah to pick it up. If you have enough dam in the kais, you could use the dam that you have. You don't need to pick up that dam. So it's oymed liibud, but it is kosher dam. That's the suffix of the Gemara, it does not have his pigle work about it. So the Karanayra asks, that why is there no mitzvah lo'isfay? Right, the Gemara says in Zohar Naf Chafei, that mitzvah lekabel kol dam shofar. There's a mitzvah in the capital all the dam. Why is there a mitzvah in the capital all the dam? Presumably because you want to use all the dam. Either for Zrika or for Shvich HaShirayim. So there's an inyan to use all the dam. So in this case, you lost some of the dam, fell on the floor. Why did it say there's no mitzvah to isvay? There should be a mitzvah to pick it up and be zerik it. So the Chazon Ish, and Zvachim Simenei, and the Rabbi Zalman, the Perek Yudgim, Psulim Mekdoshim, the Mechiach from Artesis, that the mitzvah lekabel called Domesh Shalpar, it's only a mitzvah v'shas Kabbalah. It's the way to do Kabbalah is maybe mekabel called Domesh Shalpar. But there's no mitzvah bechefza to always have all the dam. To make sure that you use all the dam for Zrika or Shvich HaShirayim. There's no such mitzvah. As long as once the Kabbalah was done, no more mitzvah to be Zerik all the dam. That's the Harmuchach from Taisis Bayas. The maskana of the Gemara is that just like in machashvin al nishpachin, who adin in machashvin al ovid v'al asaruf. So what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when machashvin al ovid v'al asaruf? He meant is am al oimid liimud v'al oimid l'sreifa, but not al ovid asaruf itself. So just to conclude the pshat in the Gemara, that means that if you Rashi, we enter up the original sira. Gemara's original sira. If we see the machashvin al ovid v'al asaruf, we see that zrika melas liyatz akuloi. The maskon of the Gemara is that this Ovid V'Soruf is not Ovid V'Soruf, it's Oymid Liibud V'Oymid L'Sreifa. But Ovid V'Soruf Mamish, we do not have the din that pigo works. So maybe there's no steer to the din of Yatzakula. As we mentioned, Lefi Tzitzis, the Gemara was never dealing with the din of Yatzakula here, it's an independent sugya. So just the Gemara at the end just changes the Iker Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yochanan is mechashen al oimid libur v'al oimid l'shreif. Koponim in the pshat in oimid libur v'oimid l'shreif, we have machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns it means that the butzer was entirely fine v'shat zrika, and then afterwards it got lost or burnt. So chiyach sofi al chilasai, that it was oimid to get lost or burnt. And still machshava works. Kerner asks, what's the chiddush? At the time you did the zrika, everything was fine. Why should machshava not work on such a thing? But that's the malach of Rashi, and that's the sugya of oimid imoy v'oimid l'sreif. Tez learns a pshat that's much more matim in the words of Rabbi Yechonon, that your mekabel, that b'shas kabolo, you thought this machshava is pigol. And at that time, the buster was b'fikelev or b'fikevshon. So about to, it was being eaten by the dog, or it was about to, in the fire, in the oven where there's a fire going on. And it's going to be burnt, and it's going to be lost, for sure, before you get to the Zerika. And here we need the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechonon to say that because it's not yet lost or burnt, that's why Machshava works. That's a sugya lefi tesis. So, I want to speak about this a little bit. The city take a point here about Machshavas Pigel. Machshavas Pigel is a din that when you think to eat the basar or to zerg the dam tomorrow, so carbon becomes pigel. Shaz, what exactly happens here? What's the get there? Why? This Machshava is just like Stam, you had a bad dream. You were thinking bad thoughts, Machshava Ra, and then the carbon becomes pigel. What's the connection of these two things? So the stipler in Zvochim Simin Chav Beis says that the Yisrael of Machshava's pigel is Machshava Kimaisa. He bases this on a sugya of Yod Gimel with the Shita there, Mefurish in the Shita. The Yisrael of pigel is Machshava Kimaisa, that if you would do that, if you would execute your thoughts, then the carbon would become pasul. Even though now you did not execute them, but the thought is enough to pasul the carbon. So we can understand that by zrika. If you're zerg the dam tomorrow, then the carbon is pasul. How does that apply to achila? If you eat the basar tomorrow, the carbon does not become pasul. Says the Tzibur, the only reason that's true, by eating the basar tomorrow, the carbon does not become pasul, that's because the carbon was already kosher. You already were machshir the carbon when you did zrika today. So once the carbon is already kosher, then it does not become nistal, I did machshav of tomorrow. But if theoretically, you could eat the basar tomorrow, before you're zerg the dam today, then it would pass the carbon. That's obviously theoretical, because that can't happen l'maisa. But it says in Zerg, we have a case that it could happen. You think machshav is pigle about eating the basar tomorrow. So before you did the zrika today, we already have the achila of tomorrow. We have that now. So that passes the carbon. That's the mahalach of the sefer. There definitely is a concept that this concept exists in what the Gemara calls machsheves hinuach. And Yehuda says in Zvachim Daf Lamed Vav, a person thinks to leave over the dam or the imur until tomorrow, without being zerig them. It's to leave it over till tomorrow. So this machsheva passes the carbon. Gemara calls it machsheva kemaitza. Look at that kilu, you left over the dam till tomorrow. And that passes the carbon. So you see this concept exists, and the cipher says this applies to every machsheves pigel. So the fiyus cipher, it's pashut, the machsheves pigel only applies when you can actually execute your thoughts. If you're impossible to execute what you want to do, then it wouldn't be shaykh machsheva kemaisa. Before this is cited in the Gemara in Zvachim Lamed Vav, in machsheves hinuach, it has to be biyodai to execute it. Lamaisa, we find this, also about machsheves pigel, find this in the Shita in Zvachim, and Aflamed Aleph Med Aleph. Oisvav. Says the Shita that if a person thinks, she'achlu tmeyim l'mocher, that people that are tummy will eat it tomorrow. Shita says it's not pigel. Because you can't force the tmeyim to eat it. When you say the basar will be eaten tomorrow, so you could do it. But you say certain people are going to eat it, so how can I force them to do that? So it's not machsheves pigel. So you definitely see this concept that pigel needs the ability to execute the thoughts. However, in our sugya before, not this way. Lahedya. The Chazon Ish in Zvachim Simin Yotes, Sifkat Nun, says it's muchach in our sugya, even in a case when you definitely not execute your thoughts, it's impossible to execute the thoughts, the machshava, it's still machshavas pigul. Machshavas pigul is not midin machshava kemaisa. So says the Chazon Ish. What's yeh machshavas pigul? Says the Chazon Ish, machshavas pigul is l'shanois mishpatei hakdusha. To change the dinim of the kedusha. The carbon has a certain din of how to be zerik, when to be zerik, what the dinim of the basar neimurim are. That's the din of the carbon. By being zerik the dam, I'm asked to eat the basar tomorrow, trying to make the carbon into a different carbon. The Torah says the din of the carbon is the basar is eaten today. I say, I want to make a new carbon. I want to make a chatos that you eat the basar tomorrow. That carbon does not exist. It's a new type of carbon. So because you're changing the din of the kedusha, that's why it's possible. So Mele, even though in this case it's impossible to execute your thoughts, the basar will for sure be destroyed by the time you get to Zrika. But because but what you're doing in your machshava is you're saying that the din of the basar is to be eaten also tomorrow. And making a new type of a din of a Zrika. That the Zrika allows this basar to be eaten tomorrow. The basar will never get to tomorrow. That's true. But the din of the basar can be eaten tomorrow. So that's making a new din in the basar. That's machshavas pigul. I heard many years ago from Moshe Chaim Byron, another Magid Shir, Shas Illuminated, a right to this Chazon Ish, from the Lashon of the Mishnah is always, when it's been machshavas pigul, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, that you're shoychet al minas lechol basar tomorrow. Al minas means on condition. You're making a tenai, a condition in your shechita, that is that to eat the basar tomorrow. Why do you need to make conditions? You're shechting now, and you want to eat the basar tomorrow. The Mashma here, Achidosh Ladina, that if those are your thoughts, that listen, I'm making a chasana tomorrow, my daughter's getting married, I need meat. So you know what? I'm shechting now, and the meat that I have in the shechita, I'll use tomorrow. That will not be machsheves figel. Machshavas pigul is only if I'm saying that the din of the shechita is to eat the basar tomorrow. I'm doing it that I'm going to use it tomorrow. If I'm just thinking about what's going to be tomorrow, but not that the shechita is going to be matter that achila. Shechita is, this is a type of shechita which is almenas, meaning a tznai in the shechita. I'm making a type of shechita which is matter for achila tomorrow. That's what you need for machshavas pigul. If that's not your machshava, if just you have plans what you're going to do with the basar after it's left over from the shechita, then that's not machshavas pigul. It's all before in this yisoid of the Chazon Ish, that yisoid of pigul is the shan is mishpatei hakedusha, coming to create a new carbon, a carbon with different dinim. That's yisoid of what pigul is. What do we do with the shita? The shita that says you need to have the ability to actually execute your plans in order to be pigul. So see that the shita has to argue on tesis. Shita has to learn like Rashi in our sugya. That machshava was, for the basar was entirely kosher b'shazrika, and then afterwards something happened to it. And as we said, Be'etzim Rashi is very dochuk in the pshat and the Gemara. Why did Rashi not learn like tesis? It seems that Rashi would argue the din of tesis. Rashi holds that if the basar is b'fi kelev or b'fi kevshon, then the ma'isa machshava does not work. Because not shayach machshava kemaisa. So what we have here, this machlekas, the stapler and the Chazon Ish, it's really machlekas, Rashi and tesis by us in our sugya. That's the what comes out from here. We now go right in the Gemara. Rav Papa says, Rav Rav Akiva, Zhrika Mu'elas L'yoytze, Ela Zhiyotze Basar. Avol Dam, Ein Zhrika Mu'elas L'yoytze. The Dam is Yoytze, then Ein Zhrika Mu'elas L'yoytze. So the Shita Neis Chafei explains, Came in the era Pisol the Yoytze B'dam. The Vipsol the Dam, Lek HaShum Arza. Kim L'gavi Pigol, that didn't like Arza as Kosher, because it was Zhrika's Pigol. By Yotza Dam, so the Zerika itself is possible, the carbon is possible. So then it's not, it doesn't work to me, Dei Me'ila. We're only found by Zerika's Pigol, according to the one that argues on Rav Gittel, because there it's Kartzos Kosher Kachartzos possible. The all other Psulim, when there's a Psulim Nadam, then the carbon is possible and the Zerika does not work to be Meitzi, Midei Me'ila. So this is, we saw the Sheet of Tesis earlier, and the Sheet of Mekubetzes, that regular Zerika is Psula is Avad or not Meitzi, Midei Me'ila. Only Zrika's pigul is a tzad that it's moiti midei me'ila, because kartos kosher kachartos possible. However, Rashi earlier on in Davdalim Mabez and Davav Madalif says the opinion of Rav Shimon is that Zrika's dam shalon works just like a Zrigas Kosher. Just like a Zrig of Dam Kosher works to Maitimi De Mi'ila, who had in Dam Shalom. So he spoke about there, that's Mavur Shitas Rashi, that we don't need Dafka, a Zrig of Ratz Lepigulai. Rashi holds that at least according to the one who argues on Rav Gidl, the Zrika that works is any Zrika, any keen Zrika in the carbon is enough to work to be Maitimi De Mi'ila, even without the Vart of Artsos Kosher Kachar Artsos Pos. So if you Rashi, you have to know who. Why was it to a punishment of Papa? Rabbi Akiva agrees by Dam Shiyotza. If we see that there is at least opinion of Rav Shimon, that Dam Shalon is Yotami Dei Me'ila. So it's not impossible that even when there's a psul in the Dam, it's impossible to be Yotami Dei Me'ila. So maybe Rabbi Akiva holds the same thing by Dam Shiyotza. How do we know what to say not? What's the Hechreach that this is not the case? Elamai, it seems in the Gemara from Rav Papa, according to Rashi, that Dam Shiyotza is more chomer than Dam Shalon. Dam Shalon is a tzad that is yeh ma'itim de mi'ila. But Dam Shiyotza is a vada not ma'itim de mi'ila. That's what it would seem in the Sugya, according to Rashi. However, Taisa tells us in the beginning of the Sugya that Yotze is more kal than other psulim, and that Dafk over here, Bekiva Hodrika Ma'elos Yotze. Masha Tesis includes in it also Lon. Yetzi is the most kal of the psulim. Afir Yerushalayim Paislai. And that's what we could say that Zrika Ma'elos LeYetzi. So how come Lagabi the Basar, we say that Yetzi is more kal than other psulim? Lagabi the Dam, we say that Yetzi is more chomer than Lon. Is it that needs explanation? Tzarech Bir, what exactly the Nakuda is. Don't have a clear answer right now, but just one Maramokim on this topic is that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in Perek Mizbeach Makadish, there are three psulim where the din is in Olu Yerdu, even though really they should be psulim Bakaydesh. But he has three miutim to tell us that three psulim are in Olu Yerdu. The Mar says that these three psulim are Nishchata Balayla, Nishbach Dama, and Yotza Dama. So we see there also that Yotza Dama is more chomor than Lon Dama. Yotza Dama, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they murmur Yerdu. And by Lon Dama, they're in Olu Lo Yerdu. So you see that there is a mila in Lon Dam over Yotza Dam. So also what we see in our sugya, according to Rashi, that Yotza Dama is a vada not ma'itim idei mi'ila, but Lon Dama, according to Rav Shimon, is a ma'itim idei mi'ila. One other nakuda here about this din of Yotza Dama, there's a question in Pshat that the Kesef Mishnah is the first one to be bothered by. And we saw previously, and Davav Medbez, Rabbi Yochanan says that the only time that Rabbi Akiva says that Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze is Bayotza Mixas Basar. But Bayotza Kola Basar, Rabbi Akiva agrees that ain't Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze. So the Mishnah is talking about a case of Yotza Mixas Basar. And then this comes Rav Papa to say that Rabbi Akiva only said it by Basar. But by Dam, Rabbi Akiva holds that ain't Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze. The Mashmois is that by Dam, Rabbi Akiva holds that even by Yotza Mixas Dam, Kiva says, Ein Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze. That would be two and two together. If anybody Basar, we're talking about Yotza Mixas Basar. So you can't come to Dam, Bakarach, we're talking about Yotza Mixas Dam. And Sereb Akiva holds that Ein Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze. This is what the Kesef Mishnah says, that even by Yotza Mixas Dam, still Ein Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze. So the Birkas HaZevach by Yotzer, you tamei on the Kesef Mishnah. It's a pellet. Hare by Yotza Mixas Dam, some of the Dam is still kosher. Use that dam and be zerik. The carbon should be kosher. What's pshat in Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze? Hey, the dam shelo yotze is not pasul. First Mishnah is Zvachim Daf Pei Beis. The Rambam passes this way that by yotze mixes dam, the rest of the dam is kosher. The Kesef Mishnah is mamish apela. But the aura of the Kesef Mishnah is good aura and shat. That if we're talking about anyway by yotze basar, it only means mixas. Then in Cheshvin, when Rabbi Kiva talks about Yotza, when Rabbi Papa talks about Vidas Rabbi Kiva, Yotza Dam, yes, he's talking about Yotza Mixas Dam. And in that case, why is the din, if it's only Yotza Mixas Dam, then Zrika should be Ma'elos. So the Takanas Ezra here wants to say that Rabbi Papa argued on Rabbi Yochanan. Papa holds that Rabbi Kiva held that Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze by Yotza Basar, even by Yotza Kola Basar. And on that, your puppet says that by Yotze Kol Adam, ain't Zrika Ma'elos LeYotze. That's a But that's a possible answer to the question of the Kesef Mishnah. We now start in the sugya of Shtei Chatoyis L'Achrayis, Rabbi Kiva's Raya in the Mishnah, it's din by Shikha Melech Yaitzei. This is definitely a difficult sugya. To understand the sugya and also to understand the ramifications of Me'ila from this sugya. Yeah, so let's start. Gemara says that brings a member from Rabbi Lazar, Kiyam Rabbi Akiva, Vasachas, Abba Bezeach, Arzel, Oyam Rabbi Akiva. So Rashi explains that Vasachas means they were shechted at the same time. Sak and Aruka. You're able to shecht both Chatois at the same time. And only in that case, Rabbi Akiva holds that the Zrik of one is mighty the other one midei Me'ila. Taisus argues on Rashi. Taisus, you don't need to shecht them both at the same time. It's enough that the dam of that the dam of both karbonis is in the kais at the same time. The hainu, you shechted chatos A, and then before you reserve the dam of chatos A, you shecht and you mekapel the dam of chatos B. So now you have the dam of chatos A and chatos B in the kais at the same time, and then you reserve the dam of one of them. That also is called bas achas, and Rebbe Akiva holds that in that case the zrika is moitzi midei me'ila of the other one. In the time of Rebbe Akiva holds that the zrika of one is moitzi from the other. And the big chiddush in Rashi and Zvachim and Kuf Yud Aleph Mebeis, the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Mebeis, the Ramaschal Kashim. Rashi explains the reason why the dam of one is patras the other one is because it makes it into a chatas hamesis, chatas shekipru by leah ba'acher. Once you miscopy with one of the chatoyas, so the second one goes lemisa. And haray, it says in the Mishnah, the chatoyas and mesas don't have me'ila. That's why the zrik of one is mighty the other midei me'ila. That's the mahalach of Rashi. So Tais is there in Zvachim and Kufyu Beit Medalef, quotes Rashi. Tais asks on Rashi, why is there nafkamina if it's shoch hashen basachas or not shoch hashen basachas? Or bezeach or zeh? Why should Bezeach Arzeh not have the din of Chatoyis HaMesis? So Kushya Gedoyla on Rashi. We could add on to ask on Rashi is that if the reason of Rebbe Akiva here is because Chatoyis HaMesis, then it's entirely unrelated to Zrika Moeles L'Yotzei. Zrika Moeles L'Yotzei, the reason it's Yotzei Midei Me'ila when you're Zerik Vedam is not because the Basar is Chatois HaMesos. It's no Shaychos, not even a Chatos. Why does not mean Chatois HaMesos? It's because Zerika Mayelos L'Yotzei. Because there's a Kiyum Zerika in the Basar Sheyotza. So how did Rebbe Akiva bring a riotous sheet of Zerika Mayelos L'Yotzei from this din of Shtei Chatois? If the reason of Shtei Chatois is Midin Chatois HaMesos. Kusha Gedoyla Ma'oyin on Rashi. More so shver than the Gemara and the Hemshach and on the Beis. Gemara talks about the din of Rebbe Akiva by Ashamais. Tais Ma'ir, why the Mish talks about Chatos and the Gemara talks about Osham. But Akobon and the Klal of Rebbe Akiva applies both to Chatos and Osham. Halefi Rashi, if the reason of Rebbe Akiva is because Chatois HaMesos, so it doesn't apply to Osham Bechlal. By Osham there's no din, Osham Shekibra by Leba Acher. There's still Me'ila, because the din of Akosham Chatos Mesa, but Osham Roya. And if the dam goes to Lekhaitan Mizbeach, so there's still Me'ila. Very big question on Rashi. Kushas Atumas. Mitzvah Liyashi, Divrei Rashi. Namish Torachin Gogol. Divrei Rashi, in Zvochim, Harashi Nusar Mishnah. Tais is there in Zvochim, the Mitzvah argues with Rashi. Tais is there, it's not Shaykh Hachaysa Mitzvah's Bechlal over here. Because you shechted the second one before you reserved the dam of the first one, and there's no din of Chatoyis HaMesos. The din of Chatoyis HaMesos of Chatos Shekipru by Leah Ba'acher is when you reserve the dam of one before the other one was shechted. But if both of them are shechted, but before you reserve the dam of the other, so then there's B'chal and din of Chatoyis HaMesos. So now we get into the chiluk of Basachas and Zeach Arzeh. Both Basachas and Zeach Arzeh is talking about that the second Shach Chatos was shechted before the Zrik of the first one. Therefore, it does not have the din of Chatoyis HaMesos. But now Rebbe Akiva has a new mahalach to be moiti midei me'ila, because Ratzim Yizezerik, as we'll soon see better what that explanation is, because Ratzim Yizezerik, therefore the Zrik of one is moiti the other midei me'ila. The only time that we say Ratzim Yizezerik is when you have both dam, the dam of both of them is bekoyis b'shazrika. So then there's a rotem yizazerik, rotem yizazerik. Mashayinkein, when you, if you just shechted the second one, but you were not yet mekabel the dam, when you did the zrika of the first, so the din of chatoyis hamesis we do not have, because it's already after shechita, but we also do not have the din of rotem yizazerik, rotem yizazerik. And therefore in this case, there will be me'ila, and the zrika of one is amaiti the other midei me'ila. That's the mahalach of Tesis. We now start the sugya of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, which they have machlokes how to understand the din of Rabbi Akiva, and from this we're able to get a better understanding of what the yisoid din of Rabbi Akiva is in our Mishnah, and why the zrika of one is maiti the other, which is zechira a davar pele. How does one have any connection to the other? Now we will see. So the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what the case of Rabbi Akiva is. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Akiva only said it by Bevasachas, not Bezecher Zeh. And Rish Lakish says that Rabbi Akiva says even Bezecher Zeh. Because Rish Lakish holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Geder is, that it's called Guf Echor. These two Chatoyas, or two Hashamas, that were Hufrash for one Chet, it became like one big Korban. And therefore, even Bezecher Zeh, no Nafkamina. They already merged into one Korban. So who cares when you shechted them? When you're mekabel the dam, it's already one big carbon. That's the opinion of Reish Lakish. The Yochanan holds no, that it's not one big carbon. It's not guf echad. It's only going to work when it's b'vas achas, because of the malach of rotem yizazerik, rotem yizazerik. That's the generalization of the machlokes of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But let's try to understand a little bit better. If you're Reish Lakish, as you said, it's called guf echad. Therefore, the zrik of one works to the other one, timotim idei me'ila. That's before in Rabbi Akiva. So the charu hu adin, the zrik of one should also work on the other one, to makter the imurim, and to eat the basar. It became one big karba. That's the charu which should come out according to Reish Lakish. We have such a thing, we find a similar din we find on Yom Kippur, that if nishbach domi shel par, after you did the matonis of los naiv lefnim, so you bring another par for the heichel. Gemara says you could have up to four parim that you bring. And before in the Gemara there, that the zrika of the last one, it makes the din of all the imurim, gives them a din aktara. So you see that they became one karban, and the zrika of one works with all of the karbanas that are considered like one. So a charil fir ishvakash, that would be the same din over here. It's one big karban. So the zrika of one of them works for both of them. However, in the Gemara before that, according to Reish Lakish, it's him alu lo yerdu. Why do we talk about him alu lo yerdu? Chayr lefi Reish Lakish, it should be yala lechatchila. The zrika is matir, both karbonis. It's all one big karbon. So now you can mal lechatchila. You can also eat the basar lechayr lefi Reish Lakish. Elamai's mashal, even Reish Lakish agrees that it's not fully kosher. And more than this, the shita and zayim and beis ois vav is medayik, that Reish Lakish only holds that it's him alu lo yerdu. If the Emurim first went up before Zrika, then you reserve the dam. In this case, it's Lo Yerdu. But if you reserve the dam of one, and then the Emurim went up of the other, then it's Yerdu. Even according to Reish Lakish, the Emurim are Yerdu. So we see clearly that according to Reish Lakish, it's not Mamish Zevach Echor. So what's the pshat? Why for certain dinim yeah and certain dinim not? What's the gather? So the Shita says, you say, Shita says that is called Guf Echor is only for the dinim until Zerika. Once you do Zerika, it's no longer considered Guf Echor. That's the Vard of the Shita. And the Birat Varim is that it's this Guf Echor of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Akiva, it's not Mamish a Guf Echor. You can't have two behemoths to be one carbon. Your Mafish is Lachrayis, or you lost one. Mavish another one, but a carbon is only one. It only has four legs, it only has one heart, it only has one neck. You can't have two behemoths that become one carbon. So once you do Zrika, then it's in this barer, which is the real McCoy. Now we know what the real carbon is. You did Zrika on one, you said, oh, this one is the carbon. The other one is not the carbon. That's when it becomes clear, I did the Zrika. until you do Zerika, Reish Lakish, all that is Kuf Echad. Because you, both of them are Yir, and both of them are Shechted, you could be Makrev either one. Either one can be the Karban. So I'm able to look at both of them, that Krava is working on both of them. Because both of them have the ability of being the Karban. But once you do Zerika, that already changes the picture. Now we know, we say, oh, this one is the real Karban. The other one was just the runner-up. It wasn't the real Karban. So Mamela, once you do Zerika, Reish Lakish agrees that the Imurim of the second one are Yerdu. Because they know Ki and Zerika and then Bechlau. They're not the Karban Bechlau. That's why until Zerika, that's why after Zerika, Reish Lakish agrees that it's Yerdu. But if the Imurim were Olu before Zerika, and then you were Zerik the Dam, so even though right now it's in this barer that the Imurim are of the wrong Karban, it doesn't matter according to Reish Lakish. Once they were Niskadesh Bishas Aliyosam, when you brought them up, so they had to give them Kiddush Mizbeach. So even though now their din should be Yerdu, but the din still stays at a slow Yerdu. Once it got the Kiddush, it does not lose that Kiddush forever, even though if we were done in it now, it would be Yerdu. So this Gemara is L'chore a Binyanav, in the din of Kiddush Mizbeach. Bet in the Chavetz Chaim and the Chazon Ish clear about this in Kiddush Mizbeach. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that Nishbach Dama Yerid. So what's it then? So you're Malavei Murim while you still have the Dam. You have the Dam. And you're Malavei Murim. So then Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Din is in Malulo Yerdu. Because the Dam is around. It's not Nishbach. So the Murim are still sitting there on the Mizbeach. You were not yet Makter them. And then you lost the Dam. Do we say that because it got Kiddush, it doesn't lose the Kiddush? Or do we say no? That you have to always dine it Kimaishu, it always constantly needs the din of, it's right for the din of Kiddush of Alu Lo Yerdu. If right now it got to a situation where it should lose its Kiddush, then it loses the Kiddush. That's the Chakir of the Lekutei Halachas and the Chazon Ish. So from our sugya, according to the Shita, we have a right to this Chakira. Here we have a case when the Imurim were Alu in a time before Zerika and they got the din of Alu Lo Yerdu. The Imurim are still there, and then you Zerik the Dam. And yet the Imurim do not lose their din of Imal Lo Yerdu. We see that the Kiddush is Chal in the Cheftza. It's not that it's constantly being Mekadosh it, Ko Rega Verega. Every second it's Mekadosh it, and gives it a din Aktara. No! Rather, the Kiddush is Chal in the Cheftza, God Kiddush is Mizbeach. And therefore, even though now we come to a situation where it should not have a din of Kiddush Mizbeach, it doesn't matter. Once it got the Kiddush stays forever. Chazon Ish by Yotzer already brings this right to this Chakira. It's mavur here that the Kiddush is something that's chal forever. This Derech Agav, you have to know lefi zeh. Why by everything that gets a Kiddush Mizbeach, and then it's Yerid, then is that lo yale. I mean, it already has that Kiddush. If we'd say that needs to be Mekadosh it, kol rega v'rega, so now that it fell off the Mizbeach, so there's nothing to be Mekadosh it. If we say the Kiddush was Chal in the Chepza, even though it gets to a situation where it should lose its Kiddush, because it had Kiddush, so it doesn't lose it. So why when it falls off the Mizbeach do we say that Lo Yal? So the Bishkarav already talks about this, and Zvachan the Bishkarav has two talking to explain this. One side, he says, the whole Kiddush is only to be makterit when it's on the Mizbeach. The Kiddush isn't to be makterit, period. Kiddush is to be makterit when it's on the Mizbeach. So now that it fell off of the Mizbeach, so the prote dinim of the Kiddush are only to be makter when it's on the Mizbeach, so you can't do that. The other Torah, Sadr Biskarov, says that even though it has a Kiddush, the Cheftza, that Kiddush only lasts as long as it's on the Mizbeach. When it leaves the Mizbeach, then it's poka. It's not like the Gemara by us. Gemara by us, it's still on the Mizbeach. Just, if we were down in it right now, it would not get the Kiddush. But lemaisa tzlan the mizbeach, so there's nothing that was mafkia the kedusha. Now she'enkin when it falls off the mizbeach, that's mafkia the kedusha. But alkapanim from our gemara is a big riot to this ikar chakira that the kedusha's mizbeach doesn't need to be korega v'rega. Rather, once it got kiddush and it's tzlan the mizbeach, then it does not lose that kedusha. That Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon holds that it's yerdu. Why is it yerdu? And whatever psul you're going to make it, you're going to consider the Shvei Chatoyas. They already got the Kedusha.
The Murim put up before the Zerika. Now he's directed down. What's Pshat Elif Yerub Yechanan? Din is added to Yerdu. So the Chazanish in Zvachim Simin Yotes, Sivkatan, Mem Ches. Explains the Chazanish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, the Imurim Melechat Chilin is Kaddish, only Al Atzad you're going to be taking the dam of that karma. So the whole Kedusha was Mitatoli Vekoi. The Kedusha that it got originally wasn't an automatic Kedusha no matter what. But only on the Tzad you're going to be taking the its dam. If you're taking the other one, then it's not that this never got Kedusha. So that's why then will be Yerdu. So this is good with the point where there's Machlokesh, Rabbi Yechanan, and Reish Lakish. Until the Zerika, there's ability to be Zerika Dam of each one. So Reish Lakish says that already makes them like one carbon. So you're able to look at them as one carbon as long as they're still one, until you did Zerika. Then you're able to look at them as one carbon. From Zerika and on, then it's too late, then Avad is no longer one carbon. This is the opinion of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan holds no, Rabbi Yechanan holds they never became one carbon. Because at the time of the Zerika, it will be Nisbarer, which is the real one, so then each one never got the Kedusha. Because the Kedusha of each one is only Avatzad, and it'll be Nisbarer that its carbon is the real carbon. Oh. But what Lamais is the name of this psal, according to Rabbi Yechanan? Why is it that it's Yerid? What type of psal does it have? So the Chazon Ish originally says that it's similar to Nishbach. And after according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Nishbach Dami Yerid, so in this case it's Yerid. Because you lost the ability to do Zerika. Once you Zerika Dami the other ones, you lost the ability to do Zerika in this one. So therefore it's Yerid, similar to Nishbach. That's the first side of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish goes on to say that this Kamar can be even according to Rav Shimon. Even according to Rav Shimon that holds that Nishbach Dama is Lo Yerid, that's only because the Basar is and the Emurim are Shaykh to a Zerika. If there'll be a Dam, then you'll be Zerika, then it'll be Matcha Dam. Even though now you lost a Dam, that doesn't change the situation. Because we look at it, what it would be, Allah Tad, it'll be a Dam. Masha Inkain, here, this Basar Bechepzu Asani Shaykh is Sadam. It no longer, the Emurim and the Basar no longer can get a Shaykh at Saddam. It's in Zvarer that their Kedusha was a toast, Kilo. It never really existed. So even if Shimon agrees that it's Yerid, Zvarer, Gracie Yisoyed in this Chazon Ish, that even if Shimon holds you need a Shaykh to Zerika, that the Emurim to be Lo Yerdu. Just every time that it's Nishbach, it's called the Shaykh Mechepsa to a Zerika. The Raivid in Perek Gimel Psulim Mekdash and Malachi Gimel explains the reason that the Emurim are Yerdu is because of Mechusar's man. Sacharim are bothered, where's the Mechusar's man over here? So Mr. Zalman there says, change the gears in the Ravid, and he says what the Ravid means is Mechusar Dam. Not Mechusar's man, but Mechusar Dam. If you sit over from the Chazon Ish, it's very Gishmak, this Ravid, according to the Agoy of Mr. Zalman. That this case is Bechevtu Mechusar Dam, and it's Bechevtu Menutak from Dam. I can't get a Dam. Can't get a Zerika. That's why the din is going to be, if all of Yerdu here, Kulakule Alma. Now we understand the din of all of Yerdu of Yerub Yechan. Now I come to explain the other part. Why does Zerika work to be Moiti Midei Mihila? How does this Zerika work with Yerub Yechan? Bishlam of Yerub Yechan, until Zerika, it's all one carbon. So the Zerika is coming. We look at it as one carbon. And therefore the Zerika can be Moiti Midei Mi'ila. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's only one, it's never became one carbon. Just until Zerika, each one can be the carbon. Ratimi Zezerik, Ratimi Zezerik. So how does Zerika work to be Moiti Midei Mi'ila? And if you want to add on to the question, the Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish both take on that this Zerika only works for Me'ila. It does not work for Pigol Meiser and Tomei. It's not as good as Zerika Me'elas L'yaitze. So what's the pshat? If it's not a Zerika which is Chal on the carbon, then how does it work for Me'ila? Manashach. If it's not working for Pigol Meiser, if it's Chal in the other, in both Chatayis, then it should also work for Pigol Meiser and Tomei. But if it's only Chal in one, which is Mukach from the fact that you're not having Pigol Meiser and Tomei,
So how is it Yatzmi Dei Me'ilah? So from this Gemara, we finally got to the Gemara. From this Gemara, Reb Chaim in Stencil, in the Simen Shin Lamed Aleph and Simen Shin Ayin Beis, he proved his Yesoid, that Zrika, which is Mighty Midei Me'ilah, does not need a Zrika Materes. It's enough that it's a key, that it's Chala Zrika. It's this kind of Zrika of the Karba. So even though the Zrika here is not even Chala in the Basar, it does not work for Pekul Noisar and Tomei. But because these two Chatoyas have a common denominator, Ratim Yizezerik. So that's called, there's a Kiyam Zrika in the Karba in general, the Bailim Gara Kapara, from his Chiyuv Chatos, that works to be Mighty Midei Me'ilah. That's the Yisayit of Reb Chaim. Alderachas, the Chazon Ish writes, there in Zohar Simin Yotesef Katan Memches, says the Chazon Ish, Ein Kan Psul, El Shum Iskapir, Umimela Nifka Koya Chatos Mishnia, Bezet Poka Me'ilah Mishnia, Kelan Shekapara Yeshkan, because the Baal gets a kapara, that's mafkir the me'ila. V'zeh goram la'akev kapara shniya. V'keilin she'ein kapara, ela, keilin she'ein kapara, ein kedusha. Ein gan kedusha le'inin me'ila. Once there's no longer a din of kapara on the other one, you're mekayim the necessity of kapara on the second one. The second one never got a kiyum zirika, but it no longer needs a zirika. The fact that you put it to, got it to a situation where it no longer needs a zirika, that's enough to be Maiti Midei Me'ila, even though it does not get Hetra L'Kayan. That's the Mahalach of Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish, each one with a little bit of a different Nusach. The same Yisayit to Me'achiyach, Gemara Gemara, big Yisayit in Me'ila, that even though it doesn't have a Kiyum Zerika, but because it no longer needs a Zerika, that's enough to be Maiti Midei Me'ila. However, this is all good according to Reb Chaim, but what do we do according to Teisin Zvachan? Teisin Zvachan that we've mentioned numerous times, and Daf Samech Vav. Taisol that Zriga Shalavim Kaimai is not Yaiti Midei Me'ila. Even though there's a short Kim, even though the Bailan gets a Kapara, there's even a Kim Zriga in the Basar. But we still need a Zriga Amateres. So what are we going to say by these two Chatayas according to Rebbe Akiva? It's a Vada not a Zriga Amateres. Even if they move on the second one or Yerdu. So how is it Yaiti Midei Me'ila? This is a Kushi Gdeil, this really is what Reb Chaim, all that's, all it's called and Nichlal, the Kushi Asa Reb Chaim. However, there's a Pesach to this question from the Lashanim to the Rishanim. By Rashi, by us in the Mishnah, Divrei Masal Loike Hashem, explains that the story of the din of Shtei Chatayos over here is that they're considered Kizevach Echad. Also, in the Rashi in the Gemara, Divrei Masal Elosh Shochat says they're Kiguf Echad Dami. And also, Tezin Zvachim and Avkuv Yerbezim and Aleph also says that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, there kaguf echad. Taisa says this to explain why you need to be basachas. So only when it's basachas, if you look at it like kaguf echad. What's his explanation? How does that explain why it works like Abim Me'ila? It doesn't work like Apil Nesra and Tomei Bipshutai. So Maisa Rashi and Taisa in the Gemara ask, Maishna Me'ila from Olu Yerdu. Why does Rabbi Yochanan hold that it's Olu Yerdu and yet it works for Me'ila? So they say, and Me'ilah is different because it's Mafkiya Kotche Hashem. What is this word? What are they coming to explain with this? What's Taka the answer? So in the Mari Korkas, in Perek Gimel of Me'ilah, Alachavav, it's already aiming on the point here, the Shverkot, how does it work for Me'ilah? It says the Mari Korkas, even Taimar, Hafilu ha'yayachal ha'azayis mikol achas, ha'rekvarnis bar deroi la'achila bo'inon, v'lo yisagi b'roi lezrika. Right, the Rambam Maskins said Heter Achila Shaninu. So you need a Heter Befoyal. Sukar said it was right for Zrika, but the Heter Befoyal you don't have. And there's a question in Mari Korkas at Mavur that he holds, you need a Zrika Materes, like we spoke about, that's the opinion of Teizen Zvachim, that's the Stimus HaMishnah of Rabbi Yeshua, that if you need a Zrika Materes, if you need a Zrika Materes, so what's up, Shat? In this case, that it works with Moshe Midei Me'ilah. Answers the Mari Korkas, Shani hacha shechaver teruia laachila uleinyan zeh zrika shechaver te mayel azu. Says the Mari Korkas, because the one that you were zurik it's dam, that is yeroi laachila. Then the mayel works also for this one that you were not zurik it's dam. Ad kan divrei Mari Korkas. So before the Marikor is that the way that it works is because it's the Zriga Materis for this one, Migu, that it works for this one, it could also work for the other one. What's the Mice of the Vart? How is it Shaykh to the second one? So I would say, as Esher, that even though it's true, Avada the Zriga is not Chal in the second one. But the Mice of Zriga Shaykh to both. Until you did Zriga, you could be Zerik down on either one. Ratmi Zezerik, Ratmi Zezerik. So there is a Mice of Zriga that was done that could work for the other one. I chose Chatas A, but I could have chosen Chatas B. So the fact that I was Zerik the Dam from one of the two, that says that the Maisa Zerika is Shaykh to both of them. So since the Zerika works in Maisa 1, it also has Shaykh to the other one. So for Zerika Materis, that's good enough. Even though it wasn't Meichal, a din Zerika on the Basar, but it's Shaykh to make a Zerika. As we've spoken about in the previous sugyas, that you don't need a heter b'foyal to be married to me day me'ila, but it's good enough to make that the buzzer is shaykh to the tchum of hedyot. It's hedyot dik. That's what we're looking for in the zrika. So me'ila, this zrika also does that. It's not actually matcher to achilas hedyot, to achilas kayhanim, but it makes that the buzzer is in the realm of kayhanim. It's shaykh to the kayhanim. That works, that's enough to be married to me day me'ila, according to Rabbi Akiva. And that's Rabbi Akiva's comparison to Yotze. And Yotze also, klabi this basar, it sounds like from Rabbi Akiva that it's not Zriga Materis. But Migu, that it works for one, it also works for the basar Shelo Yotze, it also works for the basar Sheyotze. We mentioned yesterday that Tesis and Davav Mebez and the Rambam and Perish Mishnais are Mavur, that the din of Yotze Domer Rabbi Yechon was Mechiach from the din of Sheikh HaTois. So Mesbar that the whole Yisrael of Rabbi Akiva is Midin Migu. And be'etzem and the Batsar Sheyatza, it's not a Zrika Materas. But once we made the Zrika into a Zrika Materas, so the Mela, that says that this Zrika is a Zrika which is coming to make the Batsar Mutter. So even if certain Batsar can't make Mutter, it doesn't matter. But it's the type of Zrika that's making the Batsar Mutter. That works for all the Batsar to be Mighty Midei Me'ila. Because the Batsar is already going to the direction of Hedyot. Just it got stuck in the middle of the way. That's the Yisai by Yotze, and it's also the Yisai by Shtei Chatoyos. It's true, Lemaisa, the Zrika is not to the second Chatos. But the Zrika is coming to make this Chatos mutter. It's a Zrika that can be done from that Chatos also. So it's because the Yisai coming on the background of both Chatoyos. The Zrika, which is Zrika Materis, that's Shaykh to both of them. Just only Chal in one and not the other. This type of Zrika is still enough to be Moiti Midei Me'ila. That's the Yisai of Rabbi Akiva. It's one other point though about this din of Shtei Chatoyos that it's Mavur Lamaisa din that it's Yerdu, the second Chatos, and yet we have need the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva that it's called Shem Zriga Materes to Moiti Midei Me'ila. L'chor we can explain another reason why there's no Me'ila on this Chatos. If the din of the Imurmur that they're Yerdu, saying it's Kachem Shem Esu. Kachem Shem Esu are Yatsu Midei Me'ila. So we spoke about this on Daf Beis, that the Mashmai of the Shita there on Daf Beis is that the distinction of whether it's called Kachem Shem Esu or not is whether the Imurim are Yerdu or Lo Yerdu. And if the Imurim are Yerdu, then it's called Kachem Shem Esu. That's very straight from our Sugya. Our Sugya, even though the din of the Imurim is that it's Yerdu, it's still not called Kachem Shem Esu. That's Sarachi and Tuva. We spoke about there that Tesis and Daf Beis and the Karen Arabians from Tesis and Nida, and the Shita and Ashmatas on Daf Beis, they all know that even in cases where the din of the Emurim is that it's Yerdu, it's still not called Kachin Shemesu. That the Yerdu itself is not automatically defined as Kachin Shemesu. A big riot to them is our Sugya. You have to know how to miyashi of our Sugya, feed the Shita there on Daf Beis. It's Mashim that he holds you need him all low Yerdu. That's Sarachi from our Sugya, but according to Tesis over there, our sugya is Asi Shapir Hetif. Mara brings in here another point. Mara brings in here the din of Yimur Kachim Kalim Shehelon of Nezrikas Domim. Din is Lo Yerdu. So here we have to be happy to be talking about Kachay Kachim. So he says Koshkim by Kachay Kachim. Din is that it's Lo Yerdu. But the Nidan is showing them already. If the din of Ula of Lo Yerdu is only after Zrika or even before Zrika. Can you be makter them before Zrika? Before Zrika, the Dam is around. So why be makter them midinim al lo yerdu? let's wait for the dam. Or do we say, no, once they got a Kiddush Mizbeach, so then you can be makter them. So the Mashmoyis of Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom by us is that only after Zrika, the din is added slowly year to. Harib Yechanan says in our Gemara, the Kodam Vizarg Damash Alechem Mayan. If the din is low yerdu right away, so right away they get a din of low yerdu. It's mashma that the whole din of low yerdu is only after Zerika. Mikdash David and Simon Dalit of Katan Aleph takes this on, and he asks Mikdash David, so what's the chiddush? Haray, the Imurim are here, you did Zerika on them. Who cares that you did Zerika at the time that the Imurim were on the Mizbeach? Haray, you did, they have a Kiyam Zerika. Says the Mikdash David, I would think that because the Imum are already on the Mizbeach, and they're oimid for Akhtara, so Zerika can't work for them. They're already too close to Akhtara. Kamash Malan, the Zerika still works. That's the Malach of the Mikdash David. However, the pashas of the Sugyan Zvachim, Daf Behem, and Aleph, and Daf Pegimim, and Beis, is that Ula is talking about that you can makter them even before Zerika. There are numerous rise to this in the Sugyan Zvachim, I don't want to get into that right now, but so why is our, if that's true, why does the Gemara say Zerika by us? Why do you need Zerika? So the Chazon Ish already says that Avad the Din is Lo Yerdu even before Zerika. That the Gemara says Zerika, says the Chazon Ish, is because Rabbi Yechanan only holds that it's Yerid after Zerika. Before Zerika, Rabbi Yechanan in our case holds that it's Lo Yerid. Because Rotem Yezezerik, Rotem Yezezerik. But once you did Zerika, and it was Nisbarer, that it's not the right carbon anymore. And says the Chazon Ish, the bar was never the right carbon. So then the din is Yerid. So here it's Takatali and Zerika. Here, only once there's a Zerika, then Rabbi Yechanan says that it's Yerid. But before Zerika, that even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that it's low Yerid. That's what the Chazon Ish learns, our sugya. So if he's you don't have any right from our sugya copy this nidoin of whether the din of low Yerdu is even before Zerika. Now starting the next Mishnah, the Mishnah says, "And Ma'isa Damim b'Kachei Kachim lohakelu lahachmir, u'v'Kachim Kalim kulon lahachmir." So by Kachei Kachim, the Zerika works to be Mekel and to be Machmir. What's in Mekel? It's Mekel that it's Ma'isi the Boser Midei Me'ila. It's also Machmir. In one way is in Machmir. So Rashi and Jais explain, because now you're Chayiv, you should pickle Noiser v'Tomei. Until now you were not Chayiv, and through the Zerika, Chayiv, you should pickle Noiser and Tomei. The Rambam Birsh Mishnayis, whoever says, Nupshat. The Rambam says, it's all Gabi Me'ila. Our mission is focusing on Me'ila, we're learning Mesechas Me'ila. Says the Rambam that the Zerika works to be Moiti the Basar from Me'ila, and works to be Maime the Murim le Me'ila Kimoy Shehoyu. The Murim have Me'ila even after Zerika. The Mashmoyis of the Rambam is that what happens by Zerika in Emure Kachei Kachim is that the Zerika was mighty them from Me'ila, just like it's mighty the Basar. But then it starts, creates a new Me'ila on them, I.e. the Zerika itself. That's Mashmais of the Rambam. Also, Taisis later on, Davches, we'll see tomorrow, it's also Mashma like this. We'll speak about this more on Davches, but that's Mashmais of the Rambam here. It's a Chiddush Ladina, as Chiddush and Havanam better said, that the Zerika Kilu is mighty and then right away Kaveh again. Maimid Lemi'ila Kimai Shahayu. The Gemara says that the Gemara's redaik the Mishnah that Me'ilu Deleka Hayi Sura Ika. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ayin the Kainu, why is there an Isra? But the Yisra is Mash in the Mishnah that there's an Isra. Gemara tries to find what the Isra is. Ask the Sfas Emes that he's a civil teretz to the Gemara's question. Harei the Mishnah is talking about Ma'isa Domin. Mash, you only did Zerika, but you did not take Duak Tara Se Murim. So that's why there's an Isra. There's an Isra until you do Akhtar Se Murim. Haray, it's also to eat the Basar until you do Akhtar Se Murim, like the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Nun Tes. So why did the Gemara say that Pshat in our Mishnah? Big question. Says the Sfas Emes that the Mishnah is talking about Isuri, which are Isuri Hano. And the Isra to eat Basar before Akhtar Se Murim is not an Isra Hano, rather it's an Isra Achila. Ad Kan Dvarav. However, Rashi in Sukkah Daf Tes, Zuchorim before not this way, that it is an Isser Hano. The Gemara there says that Kishim Shechal Shem Shemayim ala Chagiga, Kach Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. So says Rashi, Shal mechagiga shem shamayim chal aleim leoisron avachar aktara seimura. Asher is that it's their niskadesh l'shem shamayim, which, and that Isra applies until after aktara seimura. Which Isra is Rashi referring to? Isra achila. How do we learn from that? To Isra of atzei sukkah. You can't eat your schach. We learn from this in Isra hana. So Rashi is talking about Isra hana of the kodshim. And Rashi says that it applies until after aktara seimura. Before Lehedya and Rashi, that Isra Hano continues straight on until after Akhtara Seymur. Now look at this Fasemis. So, Imkein, Hadra Kushal Duchte. Why did the Gemara not answer like this Fasemis says? The shot in the Mishnah is to say that it's Usr, it's still, it, there's no Me'ila after Zerika, but it's still Usr until Akhtara Seymur, even though it's an Isra Hano. So, Bibshuta, we could say about this question of this Fasemis, is that the Mishnah is dealing with Maise Domin. That the dam is Maite Midei Me'ila, but the dam didn't work to take away the Isra Hana. The dam only worked partially. It's something is lacking in the Maise Domin. If the Mishnah would mean Akhtar Seymurim, then nothing is lacking in the Maise Domin. The Maise Domin works entirely, just there's something else called Akhtar Seymurim. But the Maise Domin works 100%. So that's why the Gemara did not want to say the Mishnah is referring to Akhtar Seymurim. Rather, it's referring to Chisarin in the Zerika itself, the Zerika Ma'alas L'Yezi, as we will see. The Gemara answers that it's talking about Yoytzin or Rabbi Akiva. Yom Rabbi Akiva, Zerika Ma'alas L'Yezi, L'Tzreifa. Avala Achil Eloi Meratza. We have to know what's the Chiddush of Chanina Bichlal. It's posh that it's Asher to eat. Rashi says that it's Asher because of Yoytzin. What's the chiddush in that? It's Dvarim Shuta. So the Achronim say, the Briskarov and Rav Moshe, his brother, and Rav Yisrael Zalman, say that the Gemara means to say that it's still Usr as the Isra of Basel of Nei Zerika. That's the chiddush. Loi Miratze. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom, and it's not Miratze la'achila. Ava la'achila la'atir la'achila loi omar shetei Zerika mo'yeles. L'gabi ritu achila that the Zerika doesn't work. Means it's lacking in the ritzui for achila. Means that it's not a zrika which works to be mighty the buster from the isra of lifnei zrika. That's a good shot in the mission that it's lacking the maise domin. The dam doesn't work entirely. It works to be mighty midei meila, but the dam does not work for the isra of buster lifnei zrika by yoyte according to Rabbi Akiva. That's the malach, and they said that this gemara is the right to say to Reb Chaim that zrika. By Yeti, this is still not considered a Zerika Materis. However, in Rashi's Mavur, not this way. Rashi's Mavur, that the Itzu that we're talking about is an Itzu Achila. So you have to know what the Chiddush of Rashi is. Later, there's some other points also on this topic of this member of Reb Chanina. What does it mean that Zerika works? Like Abi Sreifa. Chalikas Rashi and Taste over here. So we're going to make another shir, a short shir to explain with this member of Reb Chanina, both about the aspect of Sreifa, and also according to Rashi, what was the Chiddush of Reb Chanina, that Zerika does not work, to be Matir Ba'achilo, and Isra is called of Yotze, and it's Poshut that Zerika is not Mafkiyat Isra of Yotze. Big questions here that need explanation. So that we'll have a separate shir. So this bar comes, some Yisaitis in the Indian of the Psul of Yotze. Adkan for this year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part 2. Of a two-part series.
Me'ila Dav Zayin, Shir 2. The topic of this shir is the last line of the perek, the memory of Rabbi Chanina. That Rabbi Akiva says, Zerika Me'ilas L'Yotze, it's for Sreifa, but not for Achila. What was Rabbi Chanina saying here? What was this memory of Rabbi Chanina? So Rashi learns that the Isser is because of Yotze. That you can't eat it because of Yotze. So everyone is Tamei on Rashi, it's Tavar Pashut. What's the Chiddush Bechlal? It's Pasha that it has an Isra Yetzeh. It's a double pellet. So the Achronim say that the Gemara means something else. The Gemara means that it still has the Itzer of Basar Lifnei Zrika. That's what it means to say. Rav Itzer Zalman says that that's what Rabbeinu Gershom means. Rabbeinu Gershom says it basically our Gersa. Latir lachila loy omar shetei Zrika my Elas. Zrika doesn't work for this. For it's matir b'achila. So it could be that Rabbeinu Gershom means that it has the Itzer of Basar Lifnei Zrika. That's what we're coming to say. Rav Zalman wants to go say that Rashi did not have the Gersa. Lachil hu deloy meratze. That's why Rashi explained that Isra is because of Yaitse. But if he argues that Lachilu Dulay Miratze, you have to say that Rabbeinu Gershom, what the Gemara means to say, is that it has Isra of Basar Lifnei Zrika. So we have a problem on Rabbi Zalman, Rashi and Amid Beis, when the Gemara again quotes from Chanina, Rashi says over our Gemara, Rashi says, Avolah Bas Achila Yikiramina Nesayf Pirkin, Avolah Achila Loy Miratze. Clear that Rashi did have the Gersa of our Gemara, and still Rashi says Isra is because of Yaitse. Rabbi Shazalman brings another raya to this mahalach from the Rabbeinu Gershom on Amid Beis, when the Gemara again quotes Rabbi Chanina and Daf Ches Amid Beis. Gemara quotes Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbeinu Gershom says there by Arichos that Lav Bas Achilahi, Lav Bas Achilahi, Lav Bas Achilahi. Why do we need to say that it's Lav Bas Achilahi? The Isra is Yoitze. Elamai means to say the Isra is that has Isra of Basar Lifnei Zrika. It's another smach to say this mahalach. Lamai is a Rashi on Amid Beis and Daf Ches Amid Beis. So it's word for word like Rabbeinu Gershom. It's a little bit dochuk to say that if anyway we see Rashi by all says Isra is the cause of Yaitse, so can hear all those Yukim and Amid Beis in Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom. If in Rashi it's not a Diyuk, then the Chayyur also in Rabbeinu Gershom is not a Diyuk. Akabonim, whether it's a Pshat Rabbeinu Gershom or not, Yesh Ladun, but in Rashi definitely the Psul is the Psul of Yaitse, and that's a Pella. What was the Havamina? Why would we think that it does not have the Psul of Yaitse? Mamish a Pella Godel. So, I found in the Sefer Mincha Shlema, this Indian of Rashi, the Pshat and Rashi is, with Akdama to the Yisoid, the Kloli Sikhi Yisoid, in the Gedra of the Psul of Yetzir. We mentioned at the beginning of the Sugya, that Tesa says, that Rebbe Akiva says, Rika Melis Li Yetzir, is only by Yetzir. Because it's a Psul which is more Kal than other Psulim. But other Psulim, Rebbe Akiva agrees that Ains Rika Melis. However, the Eilas Shloimai and the Netziv, they ask on Tesvis, from the Gemara Menachas Afyud Beis, the Gemara compares Yoitze to Shiraim Shechosru. Gemara holds that, Etzim the Gemara held that the same Achlegas Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Lezer by us should apply also to Shiraim Shechosru. Hey, what in the world is the comparison? But Yoitze is a Psul Kal. All of the Psulim Rebbe Akiva agrees that Ein Zrika Me'elas. So how does the Gemara want to compare them? This is the question of the Eilas Shloimai and the Netziv. What we have to say to answer this question is that Teis didn't mean Dafka Yoitze. Teis meant Yoitze and Shiraim Shechasru. These two psulim have a common denominator that Zrika could be Chal on them, but other psulim are different. So now we have a little bit, now the thing's gotten a little bit more fuzzy. What exactly is the Gedra of these two? What's the common denominator between Yoitze and Shiraim Shechasru? That Zrika can work on them, but not in other psulim. So, we have to understand first the gedra of the psul of Yoitze. We find the psul of Yoitze also, not only in Kachem, but also in Chulin. In the Perek Dema Amakshet, it's before that the shchit of the mother is matir the vlad, a bimimu beres. It shchit is matir the vlad also by achila. But if the vlad sticks out an aver from the womb of the mother, then it does not get the Heter Shechita. That Aver does not have the Heter Shechita. Merlin says out in the Pasuk, Basar Basar Treifa Lo Yisechelu, that when something leaves its Mechitzais, then it's Asr to eat it. So the Pashas, we would assume that that's a new Isra. And this will learn out of the Pasuk of Treifa. It's a new Isra. But there are many, many Mechiris there to show that the Geder is not a new Isra. Rather, the side of the Isra is that it loses the Heter Shechita. When it's in the mechitzas of the mother, it has the heter shechita of the mother. Now that it left those mechitzas, so it lost the heter shechita of the mother. We'll bring one makar. Mar has a nidoin. What's the din of the chalav, of the milk, from that aver? Can you drink the milk that's created from that aver? So the chare pellet, the rishonim ask, hare, any, a behema that's usher to eat, you can't drink its milk. A treifa, you can't drink its milk. So this Aver has Isra of Treifa on it. So what's that how that you could drink the milk? Say the Rashba and the Ram, that it's not similar to Treifa. Because here the Isser of the Yad is only because it's Eber Menachai. And Arei Be'Eber Menachai, you're allowed to drink the milk. A cow that's alive, you could drink its milk. Tomorrow in the first paragraph of Becheiris, there's no Isser of Yaitze Menatami Tami Be'Eber Menachai. So to hear this Eber, the whole Isser that it has is only because of Eber Menachai. So therefore we could think that you could drink the milk. It's Mavur that the Isser is only Mishun Eber Menachai. It's not a new Isser. There are numerous other Becheiris of this. Not the place to get into here right now. That the gather of the Isser of Eivir Ayotze is because of that lacks the heter of Shechita. So now the Meister from this same Pasuk of Basar Basar Tchefa Loisei Chelu, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Pei Beis and Mebeis learns out the Psul Yotze of Kachim. Also learned out of this same Pasuk, at least of Basar Kachim, is learned out from this Pasuk of Basar Basar Tchefa. So sometimes we have two different rushes in the same Pasuk, they're different Gedarim. But in Teis and Makis and Daf Yud Ches Amar Aleph, Divrei Masel Velilki Mishum Ubasar, so before in Teis that it's the same Gedr Mamish. Teis says that it's Lav Shev Asad should be a Lav Shev Bichlolos. That's the same Lav that includes two different things. The Eivir HaYotze and also the Din of Yotze of Kutchim. Teis answers that it's the same Lav. It's not called a Lav Shev Bichlolos, it's the same Lav. Just in different cases where it applies. So Mavur, that's the same Gedr Mamish, the Psul Yetze over here, and the Psul Yetze by Kachim and by Chulin. So in Cain, it seems that the Gedr of the Psul Yetze by Kachim is also the same Nakuda, that the Basar lost its Din Adei the Mechitzas. Every Dam, Emurim, and Basar, they have a Din that have to happen in certain Mechitzas. Dam and Emurim need Hakrava in the Azara. Basar Kachim Kachim needs to be Nechal in the Azara. Basar Kachim Kalim is Nechal in Yerushalayim. And a certain dinim that are Chal Adevim Mechitzis. So when it leaves those Mechitzis, so it loses the Heter and the din of those Mechitzis. And that's why it's puzzle. Just like the Eder, when it left the Mechitzis of the mother, it lost the Heter Shechita of the mother. So too, the Dam and the Emurim and the Basar, when they leave their Mechitzis, they lose the dinim of those Mechitzis. In Kainim Advarim, we can go back to the Tesis and the beginning of the Sugya. The Tesis says that Psul Yotze is more Kal than other Psulim. In which way is it more Kal? What makes it more Kal? So we can say the following. That the other Psulim, something that's Kal in the Chefza, a Psul, something is wrong with the Chefza itself. Lan, Tomei, Pigul, something happened to the Chefza, became a different Chefza. Yotze didn't become a different Chefza. It's only in the wrong place. There's no Chalais Psul in the Chefza Bichlal. All it has is that it can't get the Heter. It was Manu of Yimim Mekabel, it's Heter Zrika. That's what the Din of Yotze is. So when there's a Psul Chal in the Chefza, it's a problematic Chefza, then it can't get a Zrika Bichlal. Yotze has no Psul. Its whole Din is that it can't get its Heter of the Mechitzas. That's what the Din of Yotze is. So it lost the ability to get its Heter. Because there's nothing wrong with the Chefza itself, that's what Rabbi Akiva holds Zerika Melitz. That could be Pshat in Tesis. And Mela, we can understand what this the Gemara Menachas. The Gemara Menachas compares Shiraim Shechosru to Zerika Melitz L'Yotze. We ask, what's a Tzad HaShav? Why are these two things connected? So Maisa by Shiraim Shechosru, the Biskarov says, there's also nothing puzzle about the Shiraim. The Shiraim that are still here are entirely fine. Their whole psul is that some of the Shiraim left, got lost. That's a psul. We learn out of the Pasuk that when some of the Shiraim are lost, so the Kaktar Sakoimitz is not matching the rest of the Shiraim. But there's no Chalois psul in these Shiraim, just they can't get the Heter of the Kaktar Sakoimitz. That's the din of Shiraim Shechosru. In Mela, the Gemara compares them because they both have the exact same points. There's no Chalois psul in the Chefza. Their whole psul is that they can't get the Heter of the Zrika or the Akhtar Zakoimit. They lost out the chance of the Heter. But I come with that there is a Chaloi Zrika in them, or there's a Chaloi Akhtar Zakoimit in them, then it could work for the Dinam of Pigol and Noizer and Tomei and Mi'ila, because there is a Chaloi Zrika that is Chal in them. When the Chefza is entirely puzzle, so it's out of the carbon, it's not here Bechal. But Yotze or Shiraim Zechotzer have no Chaloi Psul in the Chefza. Just they lost their Heter. So I come with that the Zrika is Chal in them, so then they can get some dinim from the Zrika. That's a tzara shale between Shirayim Shechatzru and Yoytze. Emes the Briskarov and stencils in the Nochis is already everything on this point, but halfway. Briskarov asks that how could the Gemara compare these two things? They're diametrically opposed. Says the Briskarov behind Nusach. Halocholog Yoytze Mechisarin. The Bechisarin haloy ein ze paslus sheiseres ba'achila. Elo de zegufa shenechteru ashirayim ein akoyim et matiris on la'achila. There's no paslus, just it can't get ahead of the Akhtaris HaKoymetz. Ubi Yoytze hu mishum paslus asher ba'achila. But Yoytze has a chalois psul, and that's why it's asher. So where's the comparison? So what the Briskarov says about Shirayim Shechasru, 100%. But about Yoytze, L'chayr, we would say that also Yoytze is like Shirayim Shechasru. That's what we try to prove. Apir the Gemara in Chulin, and the psul of Yoytze is that it loses the heter of the Mechitzes. And Tezin Makis holds that Yoytze is Yoytze of Kochim is mamish like Yoytze of Chulin. So also here, the psul is that it lost its heter, but it's not a chalois psul. And he could throw in also, Rabbi Kiva brought a riot to his shita from Shtei Chatois. That also is like this. What the few are saying, that's also mamish like these psulim. Shtei chatois don't have a chalois psul on them. There's no pigol, lan, tome. What's the psul of the shtei chatois? It's over from the Raivim that it's a mechusar dam. It lacks a zerika. It can never get a zerika. That's the psul of the second chatos. So it's also a type of psul where there's no chalois psul on the chefza. It just, it can't get a zerika. And still the zerika works to be mighty midei me'ila. And that's the common denominator in all these cases, that there's no psul b'chefza, just it lacks the heter zrika, lacks the heter of the mechitzas. The fee is that, we could go back to the memory of Reb Chanina, which Rashi says Reb Chanina came to be mechadish, that it's asr b'yotze. The chernim or tameya, for sure it's asr b'yotze. Who would think not? But the fee would be explained, there's a makom ladin over here, whether there's a psul of yotze. Why not? So I think that based on what we said, there's a difference between the Yetzei of Lifnei Zerika and the Yetzei of La'achar Zerika. The Yetzei always is something is lacking its mechitzas. Can't get the din at the heter of the mechitzas. But the Yetzei of the mechitzas before Zerika are different than the mechitzas after Zerika. Big rai to this is the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Pei Testament base. Reish Lakish says that Basar kachim kalim, she yotza min hazara, before Zrika, has a psul of yotze. Adayin lo yigiyaz mano yotzeis. It's not yet time to go out. Fumriyata Rishlakish is a pellet. Alright, the basar kachim kalim, it's supposed to be in the Yerushalayim. That's its mokim. So why when it leaves the Azara to Yerushalayim, before Zrika, does it have a psul yotze? Its mokim is the Yerushalayim. Elamai, Reish Lakish tells us that the only time that it becomes its mokom, its mechitzas or Yerushalayim, is after Zerika. Before Zerika, the mokom is the Azara, not Yerushalayim. Because the korban is right now not emit for achila, before Zerika. It's emit for akrava. The mokom of akrava, the mechitzas of akrava, are the Azara. Reish Lakish holds that applies also to the basar. Even though you're not actually being zerik the basar on the mizbeach. But because the akrava is miskayim also in the basar, so that says that the mechitzas of the basar are the azara. And therefore, if the basar left the azara before zrika, it has a psul of yotze. Because right now, its mechitza is the azara. Adayin lo yigiyaz manay lotzeis to Yerushalayim. It's right now, it's still supposed to be in the azara. That's the story of Reish Lakish there. So we see that the mechitza itself changes before Zerika and after Zerika. The mechitza before Zerika is the mechitza for Zerika. Where does it need to be in order to have a Zerika in it? And the mechitza after Zerika is the mechitza of Achila. Now where is its din Achila? So Memeila, if the whole psul of Yetzei before Zerika is that it lost the mechitzas, it lost its mechitzas to get its heter Zerika. And now we come to Maseches Me'ila, we find Rabbi Akiva says, Zerika Me'elas L'Yotze. Zerika Me'elas L'Yotze means even Basar Sheyotza can get a heter Zerika. If so, I would think, very logically so, that there's no more Psul Yotze. The whole Psul Yoytze that it had before Zerika is a Yoytze klapi the dinim of the Zerika. It would be Yoytze after Zerika that it lost its din achila. But here it lost its din Zerika. It lost Mechita Zerika and lost its din Zerika. And yet Rabbi Akiva says that it gets a heter Zerika. Zerika meyelas li Yoytze. So if so, there's a makom to think that you can actually go and eat it. It's mafkia the iser of Yoytze. Because Zerika meyelas li Yoytze, it holds in that it lost was klape the Zerika. And the Zerika still works in it. So do go eat it. Comes Rabbi Chanina, tell me no, you cannot eat it. Zerika meyelas li Yoytze is not 100%. It's not a fix-it-all. Even Zerika meyelas li Yoytze is still lacking in the heter Zerika klape the Yoytze. It's enough to work on it. Legabe, Mi'ila, and Pigol, Noisar, and Tomei. But it's not enough to fix the problem, to take care of, to matir it entirely at the end of Zerika. It's a might of a mix of the Zerika. Zerika can't work entirely. So therefore, the Isser Yoytze still stays. That was the memra of Reb Chanina, according to Rashi. So may we understand that there's a Mokum Ladin over here about the Isser of Yoytze. Maybe there should not be an Isser Yoytze after Zerika. In Kenim Advarim, also before in Sefer Mincha Shlema, we can go a step further and understand the first part of the memory of Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says that Kikam Rabbi Kiv Zerika Melas Yoytze Litzreifa. What does that mean? So Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom say that it needs Iber Tzura. So let's just give some background information. Sugim Psachim and Daf Pebeis and other places. That when there's a psul before, that when there's two types of psulim, a psul beguf habasar, then is that it needs Treifa Miyad. A psul that's more kal, more psul bedam or bedailim, there it needs ibur tzura. So Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershom hold that yoyte is a psul kal and it needs ibur tzura. Taisus asks that it's keneged a mishnah psachim. The mishnah psachim adaf pebe says mafurish that yoyte needs treifa miyat. How does Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom say that it's on ibur tzura? Tzarech in gadol. So the Mikdash David and the Ilah Shlomo say that the Mishnah Psachim is talking about when it's Yotza la'achar Zerika. Here we're talking about that it's Yotza lifnei Zerika, and then you did Zerika. That's why it only needs Iber Tzura. It's not a Psul Chomer, it's an Yitzrei from Miyad. Metzim is also already Mavur in Taisus. When Taisus is down in the Pshat of Rashi, Taisus says, Zerika mashri like ilu lo Yotza. Zerika makes like ilu that never left. Why not? Why should Zerika do that? So the Mikdash David, there in Simin Yud Zayin Tiv Katanei, it's sad to say that because Tzitz Meratze Al HaYotze. So like the Gemara says in Sochum, Tzitz Meratze Al HaTomei, Mashvilei Kitohar. So also Tzitz Meratze Al HaYotze, and makes it Kilu Lo Yotze. And that's why it would not need Shreifa Miyad. Meisim Tosefta, the Tosefta is Mavur, that this is the reason of Rabbi Akiva. But we already mentioned in the Shir and the Vav, that it does not seem that is the opinion of the Bavli. The Gemara Menachos seems to say a different reason in Rabbi Akiva, because it's a psul machmas tofer acher, it's a psul kal, like Taisa says, not because it's meratze. So if he does a Bavli, how are we going to miyashe this Rashi? What's an afkamina if the baser is yotzer lefnei zrika, but the baser is yotzer lacher zrika? But the fidi yisayd that we said here, it's a miyoshev hetev. But in the baser is yotzer lacher zrika, so the baser right now, it's dinis for achila. That's what it's omid for. And it's yotza. So it lost its din achila. So it can no longer get any heter. It lost its entire din. It's a psula begufay. It needs treifa miyat. Masha'in kein, when the basar is yotza before zrika, the whole din that it lost is it lost that it can't get its heter zrika. And yet Rabbi Akiva says, zrika may eles l'yotze. So to a certain degree, it does get a heter zrika. The zrika is yichal in it. So even though Rabbi Kiva does not say ad kedei kach that zrika melas liyotze lahatir beachila, it's not 100%, but there is a kiyum zrika in the basar. Because of that kiyum zrika in the basar, then it's no longer called psulei begufay. The whole psul that it had is that it lost its zrika, and yet Rabbi Kiva says it still got it to a certain degree. So it's only a half of psul in the basar. Manela needs ibur tzura. Maybe Abshad Nifla and Rashi, how Rashi learned this mem of Rabbi Chanina, both the beginning and the end of the mem of Rabbi Chanina, are based on the same yesod that the yoytze lifnei zrika means that it lost its heter zrika, and came Rabbi Akiva to say that it gets a heter zrika. So Mela didn't lose it entirely. That would be the Mahalach in the Sugya Lefi Rashi. Tosfos is very much bothered, Nidchak in the Pshat and Reb Chanina, in the first half. What does it mean, Sreifa? Tosfos argues the Rashi, Tosfos holds that it needs Sreifa Miyad. Tosfos says, Lamais, that it means that it works for Mi'ila and Pigol Meiser and Tomei. Very Dachuk in the Lashon of Reb Chanina. The Rashi explained Reb Chanina Kipshutai, that has enough meaning in Sreifa, that the Zriga makes it that it's not entirely possible, Agabe Yoitzei, and therefore, it's in his Ibur Tzura. Adkan for this year, and Adkan Perek Rishon, Hadron Aloch, Perek Kotche Kotchim. It's a very difficult Perek, Yisraelistika Perek. Perek Hashem, we're able to be Omer on a lot of the Nekudas here, about Inyanim of Me'ila and other Inyanim in Kotchim. Mitchim, tomorrow we'll start the second Perek.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.